Couple of things as we go through this, along with that theme. Loaded in your briefcase is this, okay? And you can, and as Robert said, I have something like 92 hours of YouTube videos. I have something like 20 videos on the ABLE Act. A lot of them are very short, so a lot of things we're going through, since we're going to go through this incredibly fast, and I do want to get down to the practical stuff, is you can get into more detail by going to my YouTube channel. And you can subscribe. Okay, let's go through the basics, because if we don't how many are you fairly comfortable about the basics of ABLE, or how many people don't have any idea? Okay, that's what I thought. Okay, let's go through this. Now, starting in 2015, I think this is 2017, states have the option of opening up ABLE accounts. Now, we saw Doug, who is gone at this point, and I should mention there are materials on the Stable program. We're not recording this, is that okay? So I use exclusively the Stable program, okay, for a bunch of reasons I won't get into. There are handouts over at the UT table on this, and this is something you really should explore. So anyway, Ohio opened up the first program last June, and it seems like eons ago. But at this point, I won't even go into how many programs there are, because it seems like every couple of days another program opens up. My understanding is that the RFP went out for Texas in the last couple of days. You will probably have it, have one in Texas of some sort by the end of the year, but we'll see. Okay. Here's the first thing that comes up, and this gets confused a lot. Who's eligible? Okay, there's two ways of being eligible. One is if you're getting SSI or Medicaid or any of the needs-based programs here, and you do it before the age of 26,